This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and let me tell you something. You better take a look at this one. I brought you a lot of winners over the year. This is my personal opinion. This one is going to be grossly undervalued. We spotted it about two and a half months ago. We are talking no other than Route One Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ROIUD. You can find them on the TSX up there in Toronto under the ticker symbol ROI. Trading around 23 to 25 cents with a market cap of 8.1 million. In 2017, they did 4.8 million in revenue. Already in the first 6 months of 2019, they've already done 5.8 million. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Tony Briseri. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
You know, just in small, if you could, in maybe a minute, give my listeners just a little bit of a background on your company and yourself, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sounds great. Hey, look, our business is in the data solution space, and people often struggle with what that is. Simply put, we're not specifically trying to force or sell a particular product, service, or application to a client. We're sitting and talking with them to understand how their data is causing them grief. And that can be in a whole bunch of ways. But what we're basically doing for them is addressing their data challenges so they get better outcomes. And that can be improved profitability, cost control, or if you're government, a better mission accomplishment. The legs on our stool around how we go to market effectively is we have technologies that you might characterize as data security technologies. We have a technology that you might characterize as a data analytics tool. We resell rugged devices, and we have other data technologies or solutions, including a license plate recognition technology called AutoView that we resell for Genetec.
You know, you've been very busy out there. You guys just recently picked up a company called PCS Mobile. That being said, pivoting your company from being an independent security software vendor to advanced data solution provider, why the change and what is your strategy going forward?
I think like a lot of microcap companies, when you're the original idea, there's a lot of hope for, but there's no guarantee ultimately it's going to be a major winner. Our flagship technology in the data security space is called MobiKey. And for a number of years, we were a pure play around that, a security software provider. Ultimately, what we realized we had after a number of years is a product, not a business or not a company. And as a board and an executive team, we had to do more with that. So in 2017, we started that pivot or transformation from being a one-trick pony in the data security space and leveraging our core competencies. I'm not trying to be cute with business school terms here, but we had a private cloud infrastructure that was supporting or bringing to the marketplace a software application. How do we then use that technology or infrastructure, that additional technologies, additional services? And so that was the pivot for us, going from being truly a product now to being a company.
You know, you acquired some companies over the last couple of years, one being Group Mobile, the other one PCS Mobile. That being said, are you done acquiring? And if what types are you looking for? What type of companies are you looking for?
If you do a little research on my background, then you'll know that I've historically built businesses in a few different ways. But one of them that I'm very comfortable with is through acquisition, where that acquisition leads to bringing in revenue and clients and cash flow that's quite accretive to the business that we are. And so we are looking to, we will continue to acquire businesses that add to our client base, to depth of our employee base or our talent. And we will also look to acquire new technologies that will augment the arrows in our quiver as it pertains to the how we can help our clients. So today we're call it in that $30 to $40 million of revenue level after the PCS Mobile acquisition. We see ourselves significantly growing over the next few years to into the north of $100 million at least. And we think those acquisitions will be consistent with the current strategy we have around data solutions. And so it'll fall into one of the four areas. It'll either be a data security offering, a data analytics tool, it'll be a data visualization tool, or some other form of data services. In all cases, we are here in North America. Our business is heavily focused here in the United States. Our head office, from a U.S. standpoint, is in Scottsdale. We have offices in Washington and Boca and Chattanooga and Denver. So we're basically covering all the geographic regions, and we see ourselves, again, aggressively growing in all those areas.
Are you guys looking still investing in IP? Are you more interested in partnering with software vendors and wrapping up your services around the technology? And before you answer that, I'd like to add on to that. How do you monetize your product? Is it a one and done? Are there ongoing residuals?
Yeah. Look, our roots will always be in the software engineering business. We are different than most other data solutions companies or system integrators. We cut our teeth building security software applications, which means very strong in cybersecurity, encryption, et cetera. So intellectual property or IP is very important to us. We're more than a services solutions company. We're a company that will continue to build and evolve on our intellectual property. It won't always be our technology that's part of the solution to address a client's issue, but in a lot of cases it will be. So there will be a mix. We have a number of patents in our portfolio that we protect. But again, we come from that software engineering field. And if I was to expand a little bit upon that, it's important to note that we do our engineering or development work here in the U.S., our testing here in the U.S., our 724-52 help desk is also based here in the U.S. It's not $8 an hour parties taking a call and not able to help you. We are punching above our weight class. We've heavily invested in professionals to provide a first-class service to our clients. So when you reach out and you talk to us, know you're getting someone that has a set of experiences and expertise in that particular area that you're wanting information on.
Tony, before I let you go, in closing, what do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
I would say that I think the key part of this is that the business has pivoted quite aggressively over the last 18 months, and where we're moving towards meeting where the market wants to go. We are not going to be pushing to them a set of products or services that we think they should buy. Instead, we are working with our clients on a long-term relationship to address their data challenges today and in the future, such that they make better decisions, real-time informed decisions, and they get better outcomes. Again, improved profitability, better mission outcomes as it pertains to our government, whether that be military or the civilian side of the house. I would say if a shareholder was in front of me that your business has changed quite a bit for the better. Watch what we're going to do. The market and you being a shareholder wouldn't fully appreciate the strength of the acquisitions we've done and the value that it's going to be created through them. So our third quarter is coming out here shortly. We're a calendar reporter, and it will start reflecting the power of the recent acquisitions we've done.
My guest today has been Tony Brazzeri. He is the CEO and director of Route One Inc. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ROIUD. Look up there in Toronto on the TSX. You can find him under the ticker symbol ROI. Stock price around 23 to 25 cents a share. Very undervalued here at a market cap around 8.1 million. Tony, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope that you liked it. I hope you become a regular and come on every 40 or 50 days and give myself and the listeners an update.
Be my pleasure. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.